Hi, everyone. I'm Haley Allam, and this is Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you're a parent new to Luxembourg, then this is the podcast for you. From crèches to crèmes, we'll cover everything you need to know about raising kids and living your best life in the Grand Duchy. Moin, everyone, and welcome to the show. Today, I'm joined by Kara Vincent to talk about what it's like raising six kids in the Grand Duchy. And I have to say, I was honestly blown away by what a total champ this woman is. Not only did she, or is she currently, raising six kids in Luxembourg, who all, by the way, seem to be turning out, going to college, and even graduating college, she's also found a way to prioritize her own fun, her own health and wellness by exercising daily, and she even started her own business. Get this, she teaches classes on organizing, planning, and how to find more time in your day. So clearly I'll be signing up for those. I really expected this episode to be mostly about me asking practical tips for raising littles and how to deal with the chaos, because I have three kids and I can say that three is chaos. But really, her experience spans the whole lifespan of raising kids, from brand new baby to adult children who are out in the world looking for jobs. She's got a lot of great insights really into the whole thing, how you can establish relationships when they're young that will serve them when they're older, so they keep confiding in you and things like that. And one thing that she said that really stuck with me is that having one kid is hard. Like, it doesn't matter how many kids you have, it's hard. But of course, my hat is off to her because she has six of them. Anyway, give it a listen and let me know what you think. As always, the best thing you can do for me if you like the show is to write a review on Apple or Spotify. But I would love to hear from you, so send me a note at momlife@rtltoday.lu, or you can always find me on Instagram and Facebook at Mom Life in Luxembourg. Merci Filmus, and enjoy the show. Hi, Kara. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. So today we are going to talk about you and your six kids, and what a wild ride that must be to raise six kids in Luxembourg.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's fun.
And it's yours and you love it.
Yeah, exactly.
We talked a little bit before we recorded and I can tell that you have no regrets about having a massive family in tiny country.
Yeah.
So before we get into the ins and outs of what it's like to be responsible for six little humans, who I guess are not so little anymore, tell me about your Luxembourgish story. What brought you here?
It might be like a Hallmark movie, but I followed a hot exchange student across the ocean. We got married, had six kids, and we were in France and then moved to Luxembourg because we were basically spending our weekends here and we really liked Luxembourg. We lived in Thionville, so we just decided to move across the border.
Wow. Yeah. So you met a hot foreign exchange student. Yeah. Was this like in high school, college?
Yeah, university.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was studying in Canada and you said, I'm just going to follow him.
Yeah.
Not married at the time?
No.
Young. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. Did you always know you wanted a big family?
Yeah. I come from five kids and I have 56 first cousins. So yeah, kids and family and just people has always been my norm. I always wanted between 4 and 8.
Wow. You always wanted between 4 and 8. So can I just ask you, I want to hear about you specifically, but when you have 56 first cousins, when you have weddings and stuff, are you expected to invite the whole family?
Yeah. I was lucky because I think the second one of all of us to get married. So none of them were married and had kids, but the younger ones didn't invite everyone, or they just invite who was local or who they were close to.
Because that is large. Yeah. I think I have three cousins, cousins total. Yes. My husband's Lebanese. I think he's got 25.
Okay.
But 25 even still, I was like, wow, that's huge. Were all your kids born in Luxembourg?
No, only one, because when we lived in Thionville when they were born, the first two were born in France. We had a nice maternity, but then they closed down. So for the third one, we were planning to have him in Luxembourg, which we did. Same for the fourth one. That didn't happen. She was a bit in a rush and she was born at home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the fourth one was born at home.
Yeah.
But the other ones made it to the hospital?
Yeah.
So I've had three kids.
Yeah.
Obviously your labor gets easier with each one.
Yes, and quicker.
And quicker. And so were you just trying to labor at home and then whoops?
I just knew we were just trying to get organized to go to the hospital. My mother-in-law was going to take the older boys and we're just trying to get a hold of her. And then I went to the bathroom like, no, I need to push. I need to push. And then, yeah.
Wow.
We called the ambulance and yeah.
So did your husband deliver the baby?
No, we had to wait for the paramedics first and then they came. And they said, no, now we have to wait for the doctor. So it's a lot harder to hold a baby in than it is to actually push one out. Yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Wow. So no epidural. obviously.
No, I only had an epidural for the first one.
Oh, really? Yeah. After that, you're like, I'm going to do this?
No, it was awful.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did it slow your labor?
It slowed my labor, and I couldn't participate. I had midwives pushing on my stomach to get the baby out because I couldn't.
Oh,
because
you couldn't feel?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. We're a little off topic. Yeah. So you're in Thionville, yeah. And you decided to move to Luxembourg because it had a nicer hospital?
That's why we were just going to travel, and I was just going to give birth there.
Because it's like half an hour.
Yeah. But then I was pregnant with my youngest, and we decided we're here all the time anyway. We love Luxembourg. The schooling, we weren't very happy with the schooling because my oldest had gone into secondary school. And
in France, were not
in
happy.
France. No. We decided to move, and then we found the house. We went past the house one Saturday afternoon just looking. I had the baby the next day. And then when I got out of the hospital a week later or 10 days later, we visited the house and bought it on the sidewalk.
Wow.
Yeah. We loved it that much. Yeah.
I feel like I'm saying wow a lot in this episode. Okay. So you have a big old house.
Yeah.
And you bought it on the street? What does that mean?
We were just so in love with it that we put an offer in right away. Like, we were on the sidewalk talking to the estate agent.
It was for sale, though. Did your husband and you discuss having a big family before you had kids?
Yeah.
Does he come from a big family, too?
Yeah, there's six of them.
Okay, so how old are your kids now, and what's the age differences?
They're about two and a half years apart, so 23, 22, almost 24, so there's almost 2 years between them, and then 19, 17, almost 15, and 12.
I feel like I need to write that down. So between 24 and 12.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
How do you feel about, because like me personally, I feel a little, tired and resentful about, I had my kids 6 years apart.
Okay.
No, not 6 years apart, a 6 year span.
Yeah.
So you have a 12 year span.
Yeah.
Your body was making babies and feeding babies and being up all night for 12 years.
Yeah, even more, because there's always someone with their foot in your face in your bed when you're trying to sleep.
Yeah. How do you deal with that?
You just do it. Like, when you're in it, you're just in it and you don't realize. I think it was during COVID when everything slowed down and I didn't have to do everything. And then we went back to life as normal, sort of. I kind of looked back and said, how was I doing all that? And you're just in it, you just do it. But I love babies. That's why I wanted six. And I just had so much fun when they were little and enjoyed having them around me. You just do what you have to do.
Did you ever have a point, because they're only 2 years apart, right? Two-year-olds definitely still want to come snuggle with mama. So did you ever have multiple kids in your bed in the night? Or did you have a rule like, sorry, you're not the baby anymore?
No, we didn't have a rule, but we didn't always have someone in our bed. It was usually just whoever was young or whoever had a nightmare. But, you know, when they're in your bed, they're usually horizontal or upside down and thrashing. So it's
not fun.
No.
Do you sleep through the night now?
Yes.
Now that your baby is 12.
Yeah. Not all the time, but then perimenopause kicks in and that's a whole other kettle of fish. But now, just recently, yes, I've been sleeping through the night.
Is perimenopause when you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't go back to sleep?
Yes.
I have that.
It's awful. Yeah.
I have that. I had my hormones checked. Sorry for everyone who cares about my hormones, but the doctor said my hormones are actually fine, but because I've had 6 years of being trained to wake up in the middle of the night, now when my sleep cycle goes to the next one, I just wake up out of training.
Try magnesium.
Yeah, okay.
It's a miracle.
Yeah?
Yeah, it even grew my eyebrows back.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. I want to ask you practical tips about having six kids and raising kids in Luxembourg. I want to ask you how you don't go insane and how you find some sort of time for yourself. So what do you want to talk about first?
Whatever. We can start there. I love to papercraft. So I would just hold myself up in my room and scrapbook.
While the kids were at school?
They were at school, but I usually had someone little at home. I had someone little right up until 10 years ago. They would be at school, or my husband liked to take them on a bike ride on Sunday mornings, and they'd go far. So I'd have the morning to myself to scrapbook or do whatever, or when the baby naps. Logically, it sounds good, take a nap when the baby's sleeping, do the dishes, do the laundry, catch up on all that stuff when the baby's sleeping, but that's No. Scrapbook, do your hobbies, do what's right. You need to have something for yourself. Otherwise, you'll go crazy, whether you have one kid or if you have 12.
What advice do you have for new moms that have one kid and are feeling overwhelmed, or two kids and are feeling overwhelmed?
Motherhood is hard, whether you have one or if you have 12. Just because I have six doesn't mean it's harder for me. Sure, it's busier, it's louder, but I don't want to devalue the struggle that first-time moms are going through, because one child is incredibly hard. Any number of children is incredibly hard. So just find something that you enjoy, that's just for you. Carve out time for yourself, whether it's before the baby wakes in the morning if you have to, or while they're napping, or get a teenager to come watch the baby so you can, for me it was scrapbooking, but whatever it is.
So do you have like epic scrapbooks of your kids' baby years?
Yeah. There's of course more for the older kids than the younger kids, but that's the way it always happens.
I don't even have a baby book for my third. Yeah. So bad. So bad. But I don't like scrapbooking.
Then don't worry about it. It shouldn't be an obligation. It should be fun, right?
Yeah. Your thing for you. But I think you also mentioned that you work out every morning.
Yeah. And I used to do that as a teenager, young, before we were married.
Walk me through that.
Because I used to dance, and I used to do like cassette videos, VHS cassette, in my living room when I was a teenager. What's her name? The model. She had a video, and after she had her baby, I'm like, this is fantastic. We're doing that. And
like Suzanne Summers or like Cindy Crawford?
Cindy Crawford, that's what it was. Yeah. Yes. And like Buns of Steel, I used to do all those. So I had the habit of always working out. And so when I moved to France, I would go running, usually just every morning, because I had the time. I couldn't work yet, so I just had time. And then once the babies were born, I went back to the videos because it was easy. He was asleep in his bedroom, so I could just do a video in my living room.
During nap time?
No, it was usually in the morning, because my first was a really late riser, because he lived the way we did. So he would eat late with us and go to bed late with us and then sleep late in the morning. So it was just easy for me to fit it in then.
Now, you said you wake up and go straight down to the basement and work out.
Yeah, that's what I used to do, but now I just do it in my bedroom. I just do Pilates on YouTube and it's working. I feel good, and I find that if I miss it one day, if I'm not feeling good or something, then my whole day is off. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm not feeling great, I'll try to do some stretches, unless I absolutely cannot get out of bed, but that's rare. But I always try to do something just to get my day started and have that feeling of...
That you moved your body.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you like wake up, have coffee and then do it, or you just wake up and do it?
So I wake up, I change and brush my teeth and I do it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So you don't even see your kids?
Yeah, they're there. I wave to them if I see them, but yeah.
That's so good. That's actually a goal of mine, because right now I'm in the wake up and inject coffee into my veins phase from not sleeping a lot. Yeah.
It's like a fuel. You need it.
When you weren't sleeping through the night and you had 12 years of little ones in your bed, were you also able to do this?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when I was pregnant with because my fifth pregnancy was tough because I didn't prioritize exercise. So for my sixth, I'm like, there's no way I'm doing that again, because I was tired all the time and it was awful. So I think that's when I started with the Pilates. And I just did a pregnancy Pilates. She had 5 or 6 videos and I just do a different one every day. And then, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So prioritize something for you for fun. Would you describe scrapbooking as fun for you, or it's like work?
No, it's a creative outlet.
Okay. Creative outlet, physical outlet.
Boom. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's fun.
Okay. Practical tips for raising a huge family. Where do you shop?
Like groceries, Sal, mostly. My husband will go to, because he still works in Chonville, so he will go to the market on Saturdays and he'll get stuff there, but I'll get the rest of the stuff at Paul and Sal. And then usually once or twice a week, if we're missing something, I'll go to, we have a little, it used to be Smatch in our village, so I'll go there.
Okay. Yeah. Do you make a meal plan? Do you have to? Like, no. I just feel like you just must be so organized.
I am organized, but not probably in the way that you think. Like, I don't meal plan. I just see what they have. I have recipes that I just do over and over because I really don't like to cook. So I'll just go to the ones that the kids like and the ones I do over and over. And then also depends on what's available at the grocery store. Like yesterday, there was wings there. So I got this huge big box of wings. I think there's almost 4 kilos. So we're having that tonight. And then whatever my husband finds at the market.
So you're always looking for bulk and deals? Yeah,
not always, but you buy 3 of something, or yesterday it was 2 big chickens.
Yeah, 2 big chickens. That's, my kids are 9 and under, and we do 2 big chickens every week, pretty much.
Yeah.
Unless I buy one of those huge kilos of the thighs or whatever.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about clothes?
I don't, online, wherever.
Okay.
Yeah, my kids are all in sports, so we just go to, Citadel is close to where we live, so we'll just go there and get whatever we need, with the, whatever they're missing, or online.
Does the oldest one get all the new stuff and all the other kids get hand-me-downs?
Yeah, but now that they're all, 4 older ones are full grown, basically. There's no hand-me-downs anymore, so they're getting clothes, and they get stuff from their teams and whatever, Christmas.
How do you mentally stay on top of the emotional needs of multiple teenagers?
It doesn't all come at once. I think that's probably the easiest thing. They're not all coming at me at once, but when they were younger, I was always there for them, just listening to the little stories, and even look at my rock. If you're there for them and they know you're going to be there, you've shown it before, then when they're teenagers, it's easier for them to open up about the harder things. And honestly, it hasn't been that hard. I'm saying this, but they're really good kids, and teenagers are fun, and I don't think they've had too many troubles, unless they're not telling me. Of course, they're not telling me everything, but I'm there for when they need me, and I know that they can come to me when they need to.
How can you manage to be there to listen to all the things like, hey, look at my rock, when you have 6 kids?
Sometimes when it's the 4-year-old coming to you with their rock, you've got the baby in your arms and the 2-year-old jumping on the couch and the other 2 are off doing their own thing. You just have to be aware of everyone and what they need and where they are. And yeah, it's just, and you just do it. You just do it.
I feel like you need to teach a class on this. I have a rule. If you see me and my hands are busy doing something, you cannot ask me to do something else. Because I'll be like making dinner and mom, this, and there's 3 of them and they're like talking over each other. And I'm like, oh, I'm busy.
Yeah. Dinner time is nuts. So in that case, it's okay. 1 second, because you see that I'm busy. It's boundaries, but it's I'm busy. I'll get to you in a second. And that even happened 2 nights ago. Someone was trying to show me a TikTok or something. And I'm like, I've got soap up to my things. I got to stir this. Can I just finish this and then we'll do TikTok? So it's setting boundaries and just having them be aware that I'm there for them, but they're not the center of my life either. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're the center of their life. And that's, of course, super important. And they want to show me things. But at the same time, there's other things going on that they need to be aware of so that everything can flow smoothly.
Yeah. But how do you teach that?
It's just by example and just by having it happen over and over.
Yeah. And your kids, obviously the older ones, can help out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They all help out.
Do they all do their own laundry?
No, that's one thing. I like laundry and I'm a little bit picky about laundry, so I'll do the laundry myself. But everything else, they help out with. I have to put it away.
You make them put it away?
Yeah.
Carry it up and down?
Yep.
Do you have a massive washing machine and dryer?
Yeah, I have 2 washers actually. When they were little, it was okay because their clothes were little. But once we moved to Luxembourg, we moved about 12 years ago and it was just not enough. I was always doing laundry, but now I have 2 and they're big. I can stuff them and then just do those in the morning and then either hang them out after they're done or put them in the dryer in the winter. And that's enough. If I do 2 a day, then it just...
Seriously?
Yeah.
2 a day? Because I'm sure I do 2 or 3 a day.
But I also have huge washers.
Oh, like commercial size?
No, but they were the biggest ones that they had.
So we have a small laundry room and I tried to get like a hotel size washing machine and dryer.
Yeah.
But there was a shelf, so they would have been too tall. And honestly, sorry, landlord, who I'm sure is never listening to my podcast, but if I could like just drill out that shelf and get them, I feel like I blew it every day, because that's probably one of the number one things I miss about the States. It's like a huge washer that you can jump in.
Yeah. I think my washer is still smaller than my sister's in Canada.
If you combined them, both of them together?
Oh, yeah, definitely bigger.
Okay, so 2 huge washers.
Yeah.
You're a fan of hang drying.
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh. Oh, getting into bed when your sheets have been on the line, it's the best.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, it smells like sunshine.
You put them outside?
Yeah.
Because you have a big old backyard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I actually brought one of the pulley clotheslines from Canada because I couldn't find one here. Like, they're heavy. It was almost the maximum weight in the suitcase, and all the cable took up the room.
What about flights? You're buying 8 plane tickets back to Canada.
Yeah. We just bought my son's flight last night, actually. It's crazy. You just have to look for deals.
Do you all go together?
Not all of us now. We used to. So the one we bought last night, he's in school near Toronto. So we had to buy like a different ticket than the rest of us. So that's why we did it separate. But then the 3 younger ones and him are coming with us. The older one is off to China for his exchange next year. So he's not coming. And then the oldest just graduated. So he just came home from, he lived in the same town where all my family lives. So he just came home from there. So he's not going to come again.
He graduated from college.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
How does that feel?
It's weird. It's like, it's not like it's someone else's life, but almost. I know teens, I know little kids, I know babies, but this is a whole new part of my life. Now I have adult children, but this is a grown adult child who now is looking for a job.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I can't even imagine my kids going off to college. I can't.
Like, don't blink because it goes by really fast.
Yeah, everybody says that.
I heard the days are long, but the years are short or something like that. And it's so true because when you're in it, it's, oh my God, is this day going to ever end? And then you look and what you thought was a 3-year-old is now 12. And where did the time go?
But you did manage to do something for you.
Yeah.
And you started your own business.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
It started with the scrapbooking, and I used to do scrapbooking. I'd send my pages off to magazines and things. And then I decided that I just wanted to do a little bit. The whole decorative planner thing came out, and it was at the same time, and I was doing both.
What does that mean, you send your pages to magazines?
So magazines would have a call for scrapbook pages, and you'd send in a picture of it, and if they liked it, you'd actually mail it off to them, and they'd photograph it professionally, and then they'd put them in their magazine.
But what's in your scrapbook page? Pictures of you and your kids?
Yeah.
Because it looked so good because you've done such a nice job of putting it together.
Yeah.
Wow. So these are like home magazines.
There was actually scrapbooking magazines.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'm really out of my league on scrapbooking. Wow. So you're really good. You're featured in magazines.
Yeah.
You started out doing these scrapbooking things. You got them in magazines. And how did that turn into your own business?
So when I was scrapbooking, then I started with the decorative planners, which is basically your regular planner, but you put stickers in. It could be highlighting where you have an important meeting or cute little clips or washi or something to make it pretty. Because sometimes when you have your schedule and it's just really daunting and you open that planner, it's just full of stuff you need to do. If it's cute, if it's pretty, if it's got stickers in there that make you smile, that's going to make it so much easier to tackle your to-dos. It just takes that weight off. It makes it look a little less daunting. So I started teaching classes about how to get organized, finding more time or getting a routine set or just getting more things done. But it always had that cute planner next to it. So there'd be videos where you could decorate your planner, but then there would also be plan your next event or plan your Christmas or let's find more time. So I'd married the two together.
Wow. I have lots of questions.
Okay.
Tell me about the classes. You teach classes about how to be a better planner.
Yes.
Are they in person? Are they online? Who goes to these classes?
They're online. I have taught in person. There was PlannerCon and I taught there.
PlannerCon?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was really fun.
For paper planners?
Yes.
Because I'm like, when you're talking about this, someone gifted to me when I got married a decorative planner. Like it had my name on it mm-hmm. and had all these stickers and it was super fun. But I just use it to write notes in my meetings at work. I never like planned anything with it because I would plan stuff on my calendar and my phone.
Yeah. See, everyone's brain works differently. I tried a couple times to try to plan things on my phone. I missed doctor's appointments. I missed different meetings and things. It didn't work for me. My brain is I need like a big calendar on the wall or a planner in front of me on my desk.
Okay.
So it just doesn't always work for different people. When some people, they'll have double. They'll have it in their planner just because they like the creative outlet. And then they'll have it digitally in their phone. And other people just, no, I just have to have it in, like you, they need to have it in their phone.
Do you have your planner with you right now?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Oh, will you send me a picture of it?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Do you make your own planners?
I do. I haven't in a while though.
Oh, you need to start your own line.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know if you've heard, but there are some tariffs now.
Oh.
There's actually a planner. She has a planner company and she's suing because.
Suing who?
The government, yeah, Trump.
Which government? Okay. She's suing.
Yeah, because.
Is she Canadian?
No, she's American. But they had no warning. There's no other way for her to get these products then from China. She can't make them in the States because there's nowhere that makes them. So yeah, she's suing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Best of luck, honey, whoever you are.
Yeah. It's incredible, actually. I'm really impressed.
Wow. Okay. So you have these classes. I'm specifically interested in the one that where you promise you can get more time. Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
There's five different steps in this class, and it just takes you where you can find time in your day that you actually have that you're using somewhere else. So I get you to track your time and then look in different pockets. There's different ways you can find more time. Some people like to get up early. I don't like to get up early anymore. I used to, but yeah, there's other ways to find time. And I don't like that everyone says Beyonce has the same time, same 24 hours as we do. And I don't agree because she also has help.
Yeah. And a stylist and a bunch of things.
Exactly. So you don't have the same 24 hours as she does, but you do have 24 hours and you can find time to do the things that are important to you. That I believe.
If you're just more efficient and you don't get time sucked into doing something that distracts you.
Yeah. And not necessarily, because sometimes you just need to sit and scroll on Instagram for 15 minutes because you just need to zone out, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what you're promising with this class is even if you get sucked into social media, you can still carve out time.
Yeah.
Amazing. And sorry, how do you do that? I got to take your class.
Yeah, you have to take my class.
Okay. How does someone sign up for your classes?
They're all on my website.
What's your website called?
TheHootingPirate.com.
The Hooting Pirate. What's the inspiration behind it?
I wasn't sure if I wanted to stay with the organization when I picked the name, but I knew I wanted to teach. And would I go back to scrapbooking? Would I stay with the planners? And if you look at, and I had little kids at the time. So if you look at all the cartoons, Little Bear, Franklin, Winnie the Pooh, the owl is always the teacher. Plus, I love owls. So I said, let's go with the owls. And then I had a bunch of little boys run around. I'm like, okay, let's go with pirates because the pirates are cool.
Amazing. Okay. TheHootingPirate?
Yes.
.com.
Yes.
For classes about staying organized, carving out more time if you're a mom.
Yes.
And decorative planning.
Yeah.
Amazing. You had the option of France. You had the option of Canada. You had the option of Luxembourg. Why are you, because you mentioned you're super happy with your choice to raise your kids here.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
After we moved here, before we moved here, actually, I had a list in my planner of all the things I wanted in our perfect house. And I just made this list, talked to my husband, we made this list. And then we just start looking for a house, I put it aside. We moved in, and then everything just seemed to fall into place. They had a music program that they could walk to if they needed to. The schools that they got into for secondary were 6 minutes away when there's no traffic. It's only 15 minutes by bus in the morning. Everything just seemed to fall into place. And then I found that planner with that list, and everything on that list, my house checked off.
What was on that list?
Oh, I don't even know. I wanted a backyard. I wanted sort of room for them to be able to play music close by. Each of them to have their own room. I can't remember everything that was on the list, but it shocked me when I found it and everything was there.
Wow. Yeah. Are you a big person of manifesting?
Yes.
Okay. So you just manifested your perfect little life.
Yeah. And this was even before I got into manifesting all that stuff too. So
do you make a vision board? You've got
to,
right?
Yeah. It's on my phone.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like screensaver? Like wallpaper?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And what's on there? Can you tell me?
Yeah.
Asian in the Bahamas.
Actually, there's giraffes. I want to go on like a African safari, but go. I think there's more than one, but there's a hotel where you can sit outside, eat your breakfast, and the giraffes are just walking around. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Lots of big, fluffy hotel beds. I love to travel. And not necessarily anywhere in particular, but yeah, I just want to go.
And that's hard to do with family of eight.
Yeah, but it's getting a bit easier because they're more independent. I went, when my son graduated, I went to Canada to go to his graduation and move him home. And I was gone for 10 days. And I made a big planner on the wall for them to follow and color coded and made sure everyone had their own job. And they were okay. They did fine.
I need also to take your class about planning Christmas.
Yeah, that's a really popular one. People like that one.
How long is that class?
There's one that you do it on your own, and that is, I think it's like six lessons, and there's a seventh one that you do in January, so you can go through them whenever you have time. But for me, start as soon as you can. You can start now. It's never too early to start planning Christmas, but I usually start in September, and then I have a class. It's September. There's a call in September, October, November, December, and then again in January.
That is so cool. I really cannot wait to check out your classes. I feel like I need them. One more question before we go. Your son that grew up here and went to university in Canada has now come back.
Yes.
Do you know if he wants to settle in Canada or if he wants to stay in Europe?
He's looking in Europe right now. He's done the Canada thing. And I think a lot of it has to do with my kids when they go to Canada. It's the beach, it's cousins, it's vacation, it's ice cream. It's fun. And then he went there and studied and it's snow and he has to shovel and do all the university stuff. So it put a reality filter on Canada for him. So I think that's part of the reason why he's looking in Europe for a job.
Okay. Good to know. Because your kids could end up in so many places.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they all speak at least four languages. Thanks to Luxembourg.
Is your strategy, we're just going to be here. So whoever wants to come back and visit us, this is where we're going
to
be.
Yeah. That would be my dream. Just to have our house, but be able to travel and go wherever. This is where we can all come back to each other.
And everybody fits in your big house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. Kara, this has been so interesting. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
I had a lot of fun.